And joining us right now is our next guest. Actually, I've had a chance to chat once in a while with our next guest, and that's I was fortunate to be able to have her on because she's a former radio gal who's been in the Boston market, now doing something else, being an author. Gina, are you there?
I am. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Good. We have on the line Gina Tempesta. Did I say that right?
You did, yep.
Oh, wow, two for two tonight. Gina has written a book. At least, is it been published already, or are you working on publishing it?
I'm working on publishing it. It has been written. It's been finished for a couple of years. Okay. I'm working on the artwork right now. I'm looking for some funding to get the artwork done, you didn't tell everybody what it's about. I think people might be a little shocked.
I'm getting there. I find it phenomenal being a traffic reporter that this is kind of it's the vein that it's in. But then the book, her first book, once it's complete, is called Boston's Other Green Monster, a story. It's monster, not monster. A story about the Big Dig. And now is this a children's book?
It is. It's a story about the Big Dig for children, though, to learn about.
Why would you want to scare them with such a story?
Say that again?
Why would you want to scare them with such a story?
Government waste.
It's a sweet story. It's a look at the past of the city and the future and the wonderful Greenway and that ugly green monster, that central artery that just had to come down. So it's a sweet, nice version
Just so you know, Gene, I have kind of a full house who are accompanying me this evening with the Joe Rossi, Dennis DiNapoli, and you might even we have Emily Reynolds who's here also, who might even pipe. She might say something this evening. She might not. She's just kind of observing. But we have a full house, so if somebody asks a question, they'll of course say who they are and let you know. But Joe, you're going to say something.
Well, all I was going to say is the green monster I think of when I think of the Big Dig is all the money that was wasted on the project. But I guess that's the other green monster.
Yeah. Well, you know, I really tried to stay away from the politics of it.
yes.
And anything negative about it. You know, anytime you take a piece of history, there's always a negative, and you can turn it into a positive, and that's what I've really tried to do, and make it a really endearing story about a grandfather from the North End who takes his grandchild out to the Greenway, and the kid just loves the park and says, you know, did my dad love this park when he was growing up in the North End? And the grandfather tells him the little story about what life was like living in the North End and in downtown Boston, starting in, you know, it's from like the 50s, that sweet little life of the father growing up, the grandfather and the father growing up, and then the grandsons, through the grandson's eyes, learning about the project.
Dennis, go ahead.
Yeah, Gina, this is Councilor DiNapoli. Now, I grew up in Rosendale, and I graduated with a Tempesta. Do you have family in Rosendale?
We don't originally from Rosendale. They're all Brighton people that I married into.
Okay, yeah. All right. Thank you.
I would ask you, just so folks know, this is if you're successful in being able to raise the funding and everything, this is going to be a multi-part series, right?
Yes, hopefully. Yeah, Kevin, that's really what I want to do. What happened was when I went to do my research on the book, I just came away with so much information, I realized I couldn't get it all in. So this first part is about the central artery and the Greenway. Would love to do the second book about the Zakim Bridge, and then the third book would be about the Ted Williams Tunnel. So this is really hopefully the starting point of the series.
Where did the idea come from? Your years doing traffic, or just you thought it would be a good idea?
Well, it's an interesting story. I was asked to do a community reading day, being a radio personality at the time with traffic and news reporter. Yep. And so I just went to the library to find a book about the kids' book about the Big Dig. You know, I was reading to like fifth graders. So I went to the library, and I was totally shocked that there was nothing about Boston traffic or about the Big Dig. So I just decided to write it. Being of Italian, I knew some of the Italian engineers that were connected with the project, so I had a little bit of an in. So that helped, and I sat down and talked with Fred Salvucci, who's kind of known as the grandfather of the Big Dig, and I had a what I thought was going to be a quick little interview with him, I walked away after about 3 hours, and it just, I just was filled with so much information that I decided to break it up. Yeah.
Now, did you have to write a manuscript and then submit it to a publisher, or how have you gone about the process so far?
Yeah, I'm independently publishing. That's one of the reasons why I'm raising money. It was an interesting story. I wrote the manuscript and I have no artwork background at all. Wrote the 5-page manuscript and tried to shop it around, and didn't have much luck on the national level, of course, being such a local story. So I was lucky enough to find Sweet Dreams Publishing out of East Bridgewater. And I just decided to make the phone call, and she knew right away what the story was and just thought it was a great idea. So she has hooked me up with an illustrator and an editor. So we've been having this process that's been going on for about a year and a half now.
What about an art style? Have you picked an art style as well?
Yeah, it's kind of very retro, 1950s. It's got a little look to it. I've been getting the sketches in. It's a very interesting process. So I've been showing people the sketches as I go on. And it's got that little bit of a feel, like people say, oh, I remember those books when I grew up. So if people who are interested in seeing some of the artwork that I do have now, I do have a Facebook page. It's BOGM, Boston's Other Green Monster. So if anybody's listening and they wanted to see for themselves, there's quite a few pieces out there. I actually just got two more pieces the other day, too.
Now, did you have to have any kind of a conversation with the Boston Red Sox in order to be able to use a part of that title for your book?
I actually had to. I was nervous about, using the Green Monster. I was wondering if it was a trademark or not. And interestingly enough, when I called the Red Sox, they put me in touch with Major League Baseball. Actually, the league owns the trademark because it's what they use for the concession stands. So, yeah, there was quite a bit of red tape that I had to go through. But I got the blessing of the big guys, and now I have, in my fundraising, I have some larger pieces of they're called perks, to have Wally the Green Monster come and read with me at any organization. So Wally's thrilled that I have the blessing of the league, too. So I couldn't do all of this stuff without the big guys giving me the okay.
How long did it take for you to get? Was it over an overnight type thing to get approval from Major League Baseball, or was it a drawn out process?
It was pretty drawn out process. Yeah, it was hard enough to get a hold of the right people and try to figure out who I had to go through. I finally had to go through legal to do it. And then actually Hurricane Sandy had hit, and that was going through their New York office. So that set me back quite a few months as well. But it was about an 8-month to 12-month process just to get their blessing. There's been kind of quite a few hurdles off and on, but that was a huge one that I got through.
Yeah, we're speaking with Gina Tempesta, and she is the author of a book that is soon to be released called, it's a children's book called Boston's Other Green Monster, a story about the Big Dig. Now, where do you stand as far as fundraising, and if somebody who is listening now is interested in assisting you, how can they get involved?
Great. I have a goal of $5,000 to help pay for the artwork. Right now, I've raised about 21% of that, just over $1,000. You can go on indiegogo.com, IndieGogo.com, and you can just type in BOGM, and it will come up, a children's book about the Big Dig. And you can contribute any amount of money. I have these perks that they're called. So if you wanted to give 10, that's great. But for donations, larger donations, you can get a copy of the book, of course, when it comes out, hopefully in November. A signed copy. Like I said, I have a reading with the Green Monster, and I'm actually looking at some corporate sponsorship if some larger organizations wanted to get in on the action.
Now, do you get any upcoming events in regards to that centered around the book?
I do, as a matter of fact. I have one coming up this week. I have a book group reading, which is kind of unusual, Kevin. I've been doing these community readings. I actually was down in Pembroke last month. I was down at Bryantville Elementary School reading to the fifth graders there. So there's a shout out for them. They were great. But I have a book group. So this is unusual because the kids meet at the library once a month and they discuss a book, but there's no book. So I actually gave them homework to do. So part of the homework is for them to sit down with their parents or their grandparents or whoever they know that's maybe an older generation and ask them about the Big Dig and to find out information about what the central artery was, find out who Tip O'Neill was, talk about, you know, some of the lighter ends of the politics, the civic lessons, if you will,
sure.
You know, a little bit of history there. So I hope that it can spark that conversation with kids, too. So it'll be interesting to see what this book group is like. And plus, I'm showing them the different phases of the sketches, because it's about four processes that we have to get to just to get to one picture.
Do you miss radio at all?
I do a little bit, yeah.
Feeling a little nostalgic, maybe?
Yeah, I don't miss the hours, though.
I know. I used to do those wee hour, you know, being up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, being in and putting in, you know, 10 to 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
And then maybe, you know, sneaking off to a second job because, you know, radio doesn't necessarily pay all the bills.
No, we did it. I did it for the love of it. Yeah, you never know. I might be back someday.
What are you doing? What are you doing now other than being a famous author?
I'm actually a video producer, so I'm working for an internet marketing company that we produce videos for, so I get to do some of the voiceovers. So I am behind the mic a couple of times a week, which is great, too.
All right, now I got to make you do a little promise, and that is that you will keep us up to date as to how things are going, and let's try to have you back on sometime in the near future.
Yes, hopefully when the book is done, I would love that. Thank you so much.
Maybe we have you come in and tease. Maybe we have you come in studio behind a microphone and maybe tease a few pages.
That would be great.
Okay.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Well, we thank you very much for joining us. And we wish you continued success and hope you're able to raise those funds. Once again, if folks want to get involved financially, they want to help you, how can they do that?
Again, they can go to indigo.com and put in BOGM, or you can just like me on my Facebook page. It's BOGM. It should come right up. If you like me, you'll find out all about what's going on.
Fantastic. Well, we thank you for joining us. Anybody else here want to chime in before we let her go?
Gina, good luck, and I'm definitely going to get a copy for the boys.
Thank you so much. Great. Thank you for having me, Kevin.
You got it. It's Gina Tempesta, and we wish her success with the book. Anything, guys, in regards to our last two guests?
That's kind of an interesting story about coming up with a green monster about tearing down the old, you know, elevated structure of the old expressway.
I think so. You know, it's funny because she was talking about kids trying to remember. I remember driving over that and then now not. Yeah. And it's funny because the kids nowadays never knew that piece of the project.
You know what the other green monster could have been? A gray was the old elevated structure that ran from Forest Hills to Boston. They tore that down, all the way down to Washington Street.
Fantastic. Well, it was before our time,
the old days.
The old days. Well, we're going to step aside for a few moments here, but when we come back, we're going to speak with the radio voice of the Boston Bruins, Dave Gosher. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Monday Night Talk.